Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. Nagaland Chief Secretary Senator Younger Imchan yesterday chaired a high-level coordination meeting of the administrative heads of departments and heads of departments at the State Civil Secretariat. Mr. Imchan stressed strict adherence to procedures, proper file processing, and regular briefings to advisers and ministers, expressing concern over increasing legal setbacks for the state. Mr. Imchan urged departments to handle legal matters proactively and defend government cases effectively. Emphasizing digital transformation, he directed all departments to appoint a nodal officer for e-office to enhance workflow efficiency. The Chief Secretary also announced about the upcoming pre-Christmas celebration and instructed the Home Department to coordinate preparations with the Chief Minister's office.
The meeting focused on key administrative priorities, interdepartmental coordination, and strengthening governance processes. The meeting also featured several departmental presentations. The Finance Department delivered a briefing on the enhanced state government salary package, a customized banking and insurance solution for state government employees, formalized through an MOU with the State Bank of India on March 27 this year. The departments were encouraged to raise awareness so employees can fully benefit from the scheme. Karhar, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The Union Cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. This first-of-its-kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnets are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications.
इसका उपयोग इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स में
परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स आर यूज्ड इन मेनी सेक्टर्स इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स डिफेंस एरोस्पेस एंड मेडिकल इक्विपमेंट मेनी डिवाइसेस सिंपली कैन नॉट बी मेड विदाउट देम व्हिच शोस हाउ इंपॉर्टेंट दे आर इंडियास रिक्वायरमेंट फॉर परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स इज स्टेडली इंक्रीजिंग टू मैन्युफैक्चर परमानेंट मैग्नेट्स विद इन द कंट्री द कैबिनेट हैज टुडे अप्रूव्ड अ रेयर अर्थ परमानेंट मैग्नेट स्कीम फोकस्ड ऑन क्रिएटिंग अ फुल्ली इंटीग्रेटेड एंड टू एंड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इकोसिस्टम इन इंडिया
सिस्टम बने भारत में
Nagaland Civil Secretariat officers and staff observed Constitution Day yesterday at the Secretariat Conference Hall, marking the culmination of the year-long theme, Hamara Sambidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. Home Commissioner Abhijit Sinha highlighted that the Constitution was adopted on November 26, 1949 and came into effect on January 26, 1950. Chief Secretary Senator Younger Imchan led the pledge as all present read the preamble, reaffirming commitment to constitutional values. The Kohima District Legal Services Authority, in collaboration with the Kohima Bar Association and Prosecution, also marked the 76th Constitution Day at DPDB Hall. Justice S. Serto, chairperson of the Nagaland State Human Rights Commission, described the Constitution as a living document, shaped by 106 amendments, including the recent provision for one-third reservation for women in legislatures. He cautioned against reliance on memorandums over statutory laws and urged legal professionals to uphold justice and strengthen constitutional governance. The Department of English, Nagaland University, held a two-day international conference on language diversity, social and technological development in educational and economic transformation in alignment with NEP 2020 from November 25th to 26th in hybrid mode. Scholars from India and abroad discussed how language, technology and policy can reshape education and economic growth. Seven parallel sessions, both on-site and online, covered themes including AI pedagogy, folklore preservation, and corpus studies. A keynote on multilingual communication in healthcare, journal formatting workshop, and further technical sessions on emerging tools and curricula were also held during the conference. Task Force for Music and Arts TAFMA Nagaland has announced the first lineup of bands set to perform at the iconic Toyota Hornbill Music Festival 2025. We have a report.
The Toyota Hornbill Music Festival, India's biggest music festival, will take place from December 1 to 10 at 5 p.m. at the main arena, Naga Heritage Village, Kisama. The first lineup of bands includes Rumac Scotland, Drum Tao and Japan Junior Orchestra, Japan, Akniva France, Boeing Friends of the Merry Waloopers, Ireland, Mong Dol, South Korea, Yekumi Israel, Space Nepal, DJ NGZ, Russia, Nagaland Collective, and many more. Kahir, Akashvani News, Kohima.
And India will host 2030 Commonwealth Games with Ahmedabad formally awarding hosting rights. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. This has paved the way for staging the event second time as New Delhi hosted the game in 2010. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the English evening news at 7:20. Have a good day.